أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with our look at Quran City, and we've been looking at Qasam Place. Now, Qasam Place has in essence 17 chapters or 17 surah that begin with I swear by. And we talked about what Qasam was. It's an oath. And when Allah swears, it's not to prove himself true, but for all the reasons we talked about, giving importance to the object he's swearing by, and also to the concept that what he is swearing by alludes towards the subject to come. The object therefore being evidence or a witness or proof of the subject. So today we're going to look at the second of the chapters in this section, in this suburb, which is Surah Al-Dhariyat. Surah Al-Dhariyat is surah number 51. It has 60 ayat and it's a Makki surah. And Dhariyat literally means the scatterers, but in essence, it is the life-giving winds that scatter life through pollen or through clouds that bring rain, all through the angels who distribute the blessings of Allah. It's phenomenal. So let's look at the focus of the surah. The focus of the surah is the certainty of accountability. And then Allah is the provider of sustenance. And maybe I should stress this. Allah is the provider of sustenance. The jinn and human being are created to submit to divinity. This surah, if you forget everything about it, is known as the surah of provision, the surah of rizq. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, one who recites this day or night will find an improvement in his sustenance and in his life. In fact, he will have abundance provision. Also, he would have illumination in his grave. It's just a wonderful surah that often we overlook. And just as a repetition, there are five chapters that start with multiple plural feminine oaths. It's actually unique to this five. That's Safat, which we talked about. This one, which is Dhariyat, Mursalat, Naziat, and Adiyat. And you can see that in the names, the Ad implies feminine and plural. So we've divided the surah into eight sections. The first section is ayah 1 to 6, where there are oaths of life-giving winds, and then the jawab al-qasam, or the answer to the oaths, the subject, is in ayah 5 and 6, when Allah says, إِنَّمَا تُوْعَدُونَ لَصَادِقٍ وَإِنَّ الدِّينَ لَوَاقِعٍ. What you have been warned of is true about the judgment. It will definitely come. So there's certainty of accountability. The second section starts with an oath on the different pathways in the heavens. In other words, the paths of the stars in the heavens. But it leads, that means the subject of those that oath, leads to those who use different arguments to deny accountability. Allah says, وَإِنَّكُمْ لَفِي قَوْلٍ مُخْتَلِفٍ. More surely you differentiate in what you say. Your philosophies of life, your thoughts about life are different. And then a very strong statement. He says, قُتِلَ الْخَرَّاسُونَ. Death be to those who deny reality. So these are those who made the intellectual excuses to cover up the truth, to deny divinity. And then the third section. And in the third section, it's awesome. You have the qualities of the God conscious, whose reward is Jannah. Well, let's look at their qualities. The first quality is ayah 17. Allah says, كَانُ قَلِيلًا مِنَ اللَّيْلِ مَا يَحْجَعُونَ. They used to sleep but a little in the night. They spent time talking to divinity. وَبِالْأَسْحَارِ هُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. And in the morning, they asked for forgiveness. So they were extremely humble. وَفِي أَمْوَالِهِمْ حَقَّ لِلسَّائِلِ وَالْمَحْرُومِ. And in their wealth, in their property, there was always a portion to the one who asked and to the one who was denied goodness. So we find they connect to divinity, they're humble, and the third thing is that they share. So again, a mention of sustenance that they share. In the fourth section, there's a reflection on the signs in creation and in oneself as evidence of accountability. Again, sustenance comes in. Allah in ayah 22 says, وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقَكُمْ وَمَا تُوْعَدُونَ. And in the heavens is your risk, is your sustenance, and that which you are warned about. And then the fifth section, it's from Ayah 24 to 46. And we find the accounts of the people of Lut and Prophet Ibrahim, the people of Fir'aun and Prophet Musa, the people of Ad, the people of Thamud, and the people of Prophet Nuh. And here now, different kinds of winds, winds of destruction sent to those who rejected divine messengers. Section 6 continues with a reflection on the heavens and the earth as evidence of accountability, and there's a counsel to the Prophet to continue to remind. Allah tells him in Ayah 55, وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Continue to remind, for surely reminder is beneficial to those who believe. And then Ayah 56 to 58, which is section 7. Something we hear all the time. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. And I have not created the jinn and the human beings except that they should submit to me, that they should be my slaves. And look what Allah says. مَا أُرِيدُ مِنْهُم مِنْ رِزْقٍ. Again, risk. I do not want any sustenance from them. وَمَا أُرِيدُ أَنْ يُطْئِمُونَ. Neither do I want them to feed me. Because he says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الرَّازِقُ. Indeed, Allah is the provider. ذُو الْقُوَّةِ الْمَتِينَ. He is the Rabb of power and strength. Yet he continually exhorts us to be able to serve creation, to be able to share our provision with them. Because in essence, that is what divine success is all about. When we are able to reflect his attributes. And finally, in the last two ayat, which is the last section, section 8, ayah 59 and 60, there's a warning to those who cover up the truth. Allah says, فَوَيْلُ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ يَوْمِهِمُ الَّذِي يُعَدُونَ. Woe to those who cover up the truth because of their day which they are warned about. And that is talking about accountability. If ever you have problems with provision, sustenance, just keep on reciting the surah. It'll give you abundance. It's a phenomenal surah. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the tawfiq to be able to understand that He is Raziq. He is the provider. And that for us to reflect this name, we should be able to share. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ.